Our friends from the Montana Logging and Ballet Company are enjoying a relaxing summer, interrupted only by occasional desperate calls.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company with common sense solutions to our nation's problems. We recently got a call from the U.S. Park Service.
Montana Logging and Ballet Company, we've been sued. A guy was injured in Yellowstone Park when he jumped into a hot pool at night and got burned. He says it's our fault for not posting a sign that says it's dangerous to jump into hot pools at night.
We don't want to end up like the tobacco companies paying billions to people who claim they didn't know cigarettes were addictive. What can we do?
Didn't some woman win a lawsuit against McDonald's because she spilled hot coffee on herself?
Mm-hmm.
We'd say you're going to get burned on this hot pool incident, but maybe you can prevent further lawsuits. Have you considered hiring all the stupid people to be your park rangers? That way, only intelligent people would be visiting the parks and would be less likely to injure themselves.
If we hired all the stupid people, we'd have a pretty large payroll.
And where would we find people to be elected officials?
Good point. Well, how about not allowing the public into the national parks?
Yeah, just like we restrict access to dangerous places like high-voltage power stations or Area 51.
That way they could drill for oil at Old Faithful and no one would protest.
Well, that could work, but then we'd have no need for a park service and we'd all lose our jobs.
Yikes, hey, I don't think that's
so bad idea.
So, use common sense. You only have one workable alternative left to prevent lawsuits. Put sufficient warning signs on everything.
You mean like a sign by each hot pool saying, when we say stay on the boardwalks, we mean don't jump into boiling hot pools.
Yeah, and we could put little signs on the end of each bear that say, if you can read this, you're going to die.
Or on all bison foreheads saying, these horns are pointy.
On all the park roads, we could put signs saying, jumping from moving automobiles may be hazardous to your health. And mandatory signs on cell phones saying, do not read this warning while you are driving.
That's fine for the public, but what about our own employees suing us? We need plaques at all our concession stands saying, attention employees, no bobbing for French fries. Strictly enforced.
Hey, how about a label on beer saying, warning, excessive drinking may lead to excessive drinking.
And in the employee bathrooms, a sign saying, don't put head in bowl before flushing.
Is there anybody here who thinks these will be more effective than the health warnings on cigarettes?
Of course not, but we'll be protected from lawsuits. Hey, thanks a bunch.
This is the Montana Logging and Ballet Company doing our part for legal safety by noticing the National Public Radio had better clean up its act. For instance, Weekend Edition has never once warned us not to take our radio into the hot tub. Like this.
Yes, ow, ow.
Hey, can we sue NPR?
Comedy from the Montana Logging and Ballet Company. We hope it's comedy. Maybe we better warn the legal department.